Well, hello everyone. It's now March 30th, 2021. It's 06:30 in the morning. What does the zero stand for? Oh my god, it's early. Yeah, as you all know, I am not a morning person. I've never been a morning person, and I still just can't be a morning person, even though you gotta get up, you know, sometimes you get up 03, 04, you know, sometimes I have to be at a TV show set, sometimes I have to be there at 6, but still, it's like 06:30, and I got up like at 5:45, just to get out, and it's just still, like, oh, no energy to get out in the morning, but, hey, gotta do it. I have a 6, 7, well, I'm not gonna make it, but, yeah, I have an early morning shift today, 7 to 3 or 8 to 4, that's my time today. Tomorrow's 11 to 5, no, tomorrow's 11 to 7, so I usually try to get in 10 to 6 at least, but, yeah, it's been a while, so, this is the podcast update. So it's been quite hectic. It's been it's been a year. Looking back at all my Facebook postings from the last year, it shows I think it was early in March. When I had initially gone into the city and had to meet a good friend of mine, Chris Martini, and I remember I was wearing a mask then, like a ski mask or, you know, over my nose and face, but not the whole time, and the city was starting, to get very empty. It was a week before St. Patrick's Day, and I said to him, I'll see you next week, hopefully. And he even said, well, they might cancel the parade, because they were canceling parades all over the country earlier then. And a few days later, people were saying, I said, they're canceling the parade. No, they're not. No, they're not. And then it came out that they canceled the parade. I'm like, well, I told you so. So, anyway, I've been doing the online prayers for wellness and healing weekly. Started that in March once we couldn't do services, and I do my Saturday services as well online. Some good news: a year later, we're starting to have services again in person. At least twice a month for now. Told the president of my congregation, something's better than nothing, so it's fine. It's fine with me. I'm heading to the city now, and people ask me, oh, so what are you doing being assigned to the National Guard? What are you doing with state active duty? Documenting, recording, telling our story, telling what we do. Telling what the soldiers do, the airmen. What the airmen do, the soldiers do, the naval militiamen, the New York Guard, what they do. I've had friends who've been on this mission for a year. A year. Wow. That's like a full-time... Well, it is a full-time job. But it's... I'm busy. I'm photographing the locations, then you have to come back and go through the photos. Then you have to caption the photos. Then you have to upload the photos. Then you have to write a story sometimes about this, about the event. And you can get backed up, and I'm backed up. I have pictures from 2 weeks ago that I haven't gotten to yet, but that's my plan today. Hopefully there's nothing really major going on at the Javits Center. There might be. Took my camera, of course. And now that they've opened up the vaccinations to a younger group, I might get more people coming in. Oh, and then we get not just doing Javits Center. I gotta go out to the other locations next week. There's new locations that are on Long Island. Okay, sure. Oh my God. Sorry. Yes. I'm tired. You gotta show them some love. Let's hope I get into the city by 7:30. Yeah. Yeah. Just dealing with the traffic. It's been
crazy.
We're going all over the place. I just want to give a shout out to all the New York Guard who are primarily volunteers the rest of the time in the year or rest of the time in the, and we've been paid for other state active duty, Operation Maria, warehouse operations, Lake Ontario, flooding operations. They would do sandbagging, winter storms, Operation Turkey Drop, which they didn't do this year. So they've been getting paid more and more for state active duty, state activations. But this is bigger than Sandy, and this is bigger than I think our activation 9/11, also the longest, 2 years, 1 year. So people have been down. We're doing this 1 year. It's getting exposure for the New York Guard. We're with the National Guard. We have two commanders of the New York Guard. Two senior leaders of the New York Guard commanding a task force. Task Force North and I think the other one. So New York Guard is... New York Guard colonels and lieutenant colonels are the officers in charge at certain locations over the National Guard. So that's a big thing, and it's a good thing. So now people will see, hey, oh, these New York Guard, okay, wow, look, oh, our New York Guard commander. So show some respect, man. Show some respect. Salute it. And we're busy. And I just want to say, keep up the good work. You're doing great work. As for me, they have me running around. So today's Javits, tomorrow's Javits. This week, another location. All Friday, Saturday. Coming in Sunday to cover people on service members on Easter Sunday. And... yeah, we'll see. Right now, I'm on orders till the end of April, and we'll see what happens. So, I just want to say, it's been a year. We've had service members on for a year. New York Guard, National Guard, Air National Guard. Finally, they called me. So, public affairs, we're telling the story, trying to show all the good things we're doing. Check us out. Check out the National Guard photos. If you Google DMNA, Division of Military Naval Affairs of New York, the DMNA, and you look for the Flickr tab, you'll see all our photos. So take a look. Anyway, hope everybody's doing all right. I'm in traffic. Yes. You're trying to go through, yes, and I got to deal with dummy drivers at 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay, jeez. Like, people learn to drive. You know, my nickname in college was Mario Andretti. That's a whole nother story. So, hope everybody's doing well. Have a great day. It's Tuesday, and I think it's payday. Yay, payday. So, be safe out. Be safe, everybody. Get your shots, everybody. Vaccinate. Put a mask on. Just gotta wear a mask. And talk to you soon. Once again, this is Captain Getman, a.k.a. Rabbi Getman. Peace out, everyone.